To whom it may concern and no others. The Atlanta Journal, Sunday, 26th September 1915, page 6, column 1. In the first place, let me explain that this is an advertisement. I do this out of deference to the two Atlanta newspapers which are carrying it at so much per inch. I don't want to get them mixed up in this thing without knowledge and consent. Also, it is an advertisement because it has a purpose to serve. Not exactly a selfish purpose, but nevertheless, a specific and important purpose at least, as I see it. I am addressing it only to those who see the present situation in Georgia as I see it. The others may think about it as they please. I see in the present situation in Georgia an urgent necessity and a splendid opportunity for arousing the best conscience of her own people against mob violence. Too many have been aroused for it heretofore. All this has not so much to do with the Leo Frank lynching, for that horrible affair was but the outgrowth of what we had been sowing in Georgia for many years. When I say we, I don't mean we. I mean such people as Tom Watson and his most incurable followers. It is in an effort to offset and overcome this mob spirit in Georgia, which even has its official organ in Watson's Jeffersonian, that I have been printing a series of articles in the Augusta Chronicle. And now I am getting to the advertisement. But first, I would like to be understood about it. Not that I expect to be understood by some, but I shall at least give them the opportunity to understand it whether they want to or not. I'm printing this advertisement in the Atlanta Constitution and Atlanta Journal at a cost of over $100 for each paper, a special professional rate. May the Lord forgive them. Not with any view of making money out of it for the Augusta Chronicle, though I would at least like to get our bait back, but solely with a view of having next Tuesday's Chronicle as widely circulated as possible. That's all. And that's why I say I am addressing this advertisement only to those people who feel about this matter as I do, who want to see Georgia set right before the world and with her own conscience. But I may as well be perfectly candid and say it, I can't hope to do this with the Chronicle's normal circulation. This is exactly 9,350 daily and 11,500 Sunday. So you see, the Chronicle situated as it is, on the side of the state does not cover all of Georgia by any means. I am free to confess that Tom Watson circulates about 10 times as many of his papers in Georgia as we do. This does not speak well for Georgia because there is not a line of news in Watson's papers, and seldom a word of truth, just abuse, obscenity, and sensationalism, but still, it is a fact. Now then, what I'm trying to do is to put next Tuesday's Chronicle in the hands of 50,000 Georgians, at least, and if possible, a few thousand on the outside. But please understand this. Right at the outset, I am not trying to make money out of it for the Chronicle. No, the only thing I am after is to get this particular issue of the Chronicle circulated as widely as possible. And why? Because it will contain the whole Slayton-Watson law or anarchy controversy brought down to date, as follows. First, the original Slayton or Watson, which article, of 4 pages. Second, Judge Samuel B. Adams's masterly letter in defense of law and order, half page. Third, names of all the Georgians who petitioned Governor Slayton to commute Leo Frank's sentence, with many other names and letters added since they were first printed, 3 pages. I want to try to put 50,000 copies of next Tuesday's Chronicle in the hands of people who need to know the truth whether some of them want to or not. And I am asking those people who feel as I do about the present situation in Georgia to help me do it. That's all. Thomas W. Loyless, Editor Augusta Chronicle, Slayton or Watson, Law or Anarchy, which? 4th voluntary letters from every part of Georgia, either commending or condemning the Slayton-Watson articles. 6 pages. Many new ones which ought to be put before all the people, not only as showing the real sentiment of Georgia, but because of their moral weight, in helping to determine this vital issue of law and order rightly. Fifth newspaper comment from scores of Georgia weeklies, the dailies being as yet unwilling to speak out together with intelligent and helpful comment by newspapers in neighboring states, about four pages all helping to set Georgia right in the eyes of the country. Sixth, a review of Tom Watson's attempted reply in the last issue of his Jeffersonian. More of his misrepresentations being shown up without mincing words. His entire case against Governor Slayton riddled by merely citing the record. There are about two pages of this, and if I do say so, it makes an interesting reading. Not because it is particularly well written, but simply because it brings all the facts to bear against Tom Watson's mere unsupported assertions. Seventh. And you will want to see this, and have others see it. Just 5 years of Tom Watson's record in wholesale abuse and slander. He starts in with Christopher Columbus, calling him a liar and a fraud, and works down to date with President Woodrow Wilson, calling him a liar and a coward, the tool of the trusts, and a whole lot more besides. To him, Grover Cleveland was a rotten hog, President Taft a pot-bellied traitor, Bishop Candler a pot-bellied priest, and some other things besides. And of course, there are all the things he has said about every Georgia senator, congressman, and everybody else for the past 5 years. He has spared nobody, they are all vile, and, as Sidney Smith once said of Shelley, he even speaks disrespectfully of the equator. I give an outline of next Tuesday's edition of the Chronicle just so you can determine for yourself whether or not it will be worthwhile to give it a wide circulation, both in and out of the state, in the present effort to redeem Georgia from incendiarism and mob rule. If these articles have any merit at all, and hundreds of the best men and women in Georgia have already said they have, then the only way they can be made effective is to distribute them far and wide. If they will do any good in helping to remedy the present situation in Georgia, and particularly in helping to clear her name of some of the slime with which Watsonism has smeared it, then the only good can come in putting this issue of the Chronicle into as many hands as possible. So far, this has not been done. Perhaps not 30,000 people in Georgia have seen even the first article, and not 15,000 have seen the subsequent articles. Not 5,000 outside of Georgia have seen any of them. For, as already explained, I cannot undertake to do this single-handed and alone. The expense is too great. Right here, it may be interesting to note what I have already caused the Chronicle to spend on this work. Here it is, as the bookkeeper furnishes it to me. Extra composing room payroll. $197.08 on extra white paper consumed. Extra postage paid. Extra mailing room expense. Extra expense addressing wrappers at 36 in total. $816.04, an increase in the Chronicle's weekly cash expense of over $400 per week, and even that isn't all. The Chronicle has lost 79 old subscribers, or $456, or a total for the debit side of $1,272, or about $200 per day. But that's all right. Of course, some of this has come back to it in paper sales and new subscribers, the latter, however, averaging less than three months each. the record for the past 2 weeks showing as follows. Extra paper sales, less returns. 331,004 new subscribers added at an average of 148 each. 302. Total. I mentioned the above, not by way of asking for help or anything of that sort, but simply because it has been charged that the Chronicle entered upon this work for pay, that it had been hired to do it, or that I had. What the Chronicle gets out of it, and what I get out of it, is truthfully shown above except for that little extra item of satisfaction, the satisfaction of having performed a duty to your state. Now, with these lights before you, if you feel that you want to assist in giving this appeal to Georgians in behalf of Georgia as wide a circulation as possible, you are given an opportunity to do so at as near cost as I can figure it. Here it is. The white paper will cost us 1 cent per copy, the postage extra 1 cent, the cost of production, writing wrappers, etc., 1 cent, or say, about 3 cents per copy. So let that be the price. For as many copies as you may care to have, the Chronicle mail out for you next Tuesday, or as few. Just send in the names with 3 cents for each one, and we will do the rest. And if you haven't any money, or don't feel like spending it, send in a few names anyway, and I will send papers to them for nothing. I, simply, want to get this particular issue of the Chronicle circulated as widely as possible and, as stated, I can't do it all by myself. That's why I am running this advertisement, to let others who feel as I do about it know exactly what I am trying to do. If they don't want to cooperate in this good work, they needn't to. I am simply giving them the opportunity. But if they do, I would like to hear from them, with as many names as possible, before next Tuesday. I am taking a chance and printing 50,000 copies. It will take that many to meet Tom Watson's publication on an even footing, as to circulation, I mean not otherwise, God forbid, in every town and county in Georgia. Think it over. You who want to see an end put to this man's devilish work in Georgia, and do as you please about it. But do it quick. And remember, you are not doing it for me, or for the Chronicle, or for Jack Slayton, but for Georgia. Yours for the truth and the redemption of Georgia's honor, Thos W. Loyless, editor and manager of the Augusta Chronicle, Augusta, Georgia, September 24th. P.S. While I'm at it, I want to thank those 204 people who have voluntarily subscribed for the Chronicle during the past 2 weeks. Nearly all of them have written to me personally, but I have as yet not had a chance to answer their letters. I suppose they have understood why. If not, I'll tell them I've been working from 15 to 18 hours a day, digging out Tom Watson's record and answering his crazy charges about Slayton and others. I am also supposed to look after the business office, between times, but I have just had to let that go. I don't know enough about business anyway to worry me much, and I care even less. Still, I know those 204 new subscribers will be a help in making up for those who got huffy and quit, and so I thank them for getting in the trench with us, TWL.